Blog Talk Radio.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record of Game Entertainment.
Crew, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
First and foremost, don't get it confused. A lot of niggas claim it's real, but they really not do. Nor a smoke screen, but they ain't got me cool. I stay up on my alphabet, you know P's and Q's. You know P's and Q's. And the shit don't boom on your dumb ass nigga. Cause the shit don't stop, you got a sun pass nigga. And them boys don't wanna hear the gun blast nigga. Cause I know how it feel to be on my ass nigga. So it ain't nothing for me to grab my mask nigga. But I'm trying to leave all that in my past nigga. Getting major so we can straight bypass nigga. I'm talking looking out the window as we fly past nigga. With a bad red bitch and she all glass nigga. That just love being around the first class nigga. Boy, who is you talking about?
Truth, pill, hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old push ass nigga, better clean your heart. We talking truth, pill, hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old push ass nigga, better clean your heart.
Holla at me, get at me, hit me up. You know I'm chasing. Waiting on rocks like the liquor in my cup. Spinning so heavy, you know how I roll. I'm getting money all day, I got no time to hold. But I'm steady popping cash while I'm changing my clothes. Keep a pocket full of guap, I'm talking money to blow. With more shots in a ball, bitch, you already know. Hell, you don't fuck around, bitch, you already know. Paranoid. No, I'm just talking. He's like that, so you fucking with your ball. Boy,
now you're my right.
But what you talking about?
True.
Hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old push ass nigga, better clean your throat. We talking drool, pill, hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old push ass nigga, better clean your heart.
Man, one time, that's my dog LP 2335 representing 504, you know what I'm saying, the N-O, all the way down here on Trayvo. Y'all already know how we be, it's 813, baby, in the place to be. What's happening is two mixed up Tuesday, man, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. I'm doing a special style, man, because this Tuesday, you know, I normally play nothing but local hits, you know what I'm saying, because that's all really that's important, you know what I'm saying, but you know I get a lot of different people tuning in, you know what I'm saying, from different workplaces and all that kind of stuff. So what I'm going to do today, this show is going to be mixed up, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's two mixed up Tuesdays, and each and every Tuesday is two mixed up Tuesdays. Once you hear these themes, that's what you're going to get, just like Throwdown Thursdays, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, and all them other names, you know what I'm saying? I come up with a million names every day, so tune into the show, and that's the name you're going to get. Before I get, you know what I'm saying, get into my show, you know what I'm saying, let y'all know, we got Dead Dollar Records going to be calling up, getting on the line, you know what I'm saying, happy birthday, Luraline, you know what I'm saying, one half of Dead Dollar Records, and big up's my dog Tanner, man, it's Luraline and Tanner, man, you know what I'm saying, I got some cuts we're going to be getting into, you know what I'm saying, for this first half hour, you know what I'm saying, dedicated Dead Dollar Records, we're going to be getting into their cuts. Big up's to everybody who came out to Club Ultra last night, you know what I'm saying. Thanks my dog Marcus from Street Hustler Magazines for inviting us down, you know what I'm saying? I heard it from a couple of different people, but he was one of the main driving forces behind that. My dog Herc, you know what I'm saying, who also supposed to show up, but it's all good. You got your music played anyways, because that's how we do. Of course, my artist, Ms. Ja New, you know what I'm saying? I went down there and just get her music played. Big up the Club Ultra for that. DJ Thone In, you know what I'm saying? DJ Thone In. Female DJ, because she was just thrown in, you know what I'm saying, but hey, I gave her that name, stick with it, it'll take it to the top, you know what I'm saying, and then big up to J Real and Big Amp, you know what I'm saying, for doing it big, man, for Club Ultra, they holding it down over there, every Monday night, they got the open mic night, you know what I'm saying, you can go over there and check them out. We was kind of bamboozled, we was talking, we can burn in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, if we ain't burning your shit, we probably ain't gonna come into your shit. I mean, that's just how we do. We, hey, Everybody don't want your drink specials. You know what I'm saying? Some people like that have their own poison. So give us our poison. You can keep your poison. It goes down just like that. You know what I'm saying? Ashwood, Brother Casey, I believe that's his name, Casey. You know what I'm saying? They was hanging out up in there. You know what I'm saying? Networking and shit like that. That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real, keeping it true. And I want to send a real quick shout out, you know what I'm saying, to all my affiliates. You make sure, Blog Talk Radio. Not just my radio station, it's filled with a whole bunch of users that get on here, upload the best content that you can ever hear from around the world, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to Knowing True Islam, you know what I'm saying, out there. You can check his show out, Little Lola, you know what I'm saying, check her show out. That's the Infusion Zone, you know what I'm saying? Now all these, you can go to the front page, blogtalkradio.com, and in the search bar, just type in the name and it'll pull up their show or whatever they got going on, you know what I'm saying? Let you know if they up and coming shows, current, you know, whatever. Also, Golden Squad DJ holding down real big, you know what I'm saying? 239, you already know. BTR, Blog Talk Radio Morgan, she's like one of the, technical supports here, along with John and a couple of other people, you know what I'm saying? Big up to the whole staff, BTR Radio, making sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all shows sound pristine. And yeah, yesterday, you know what I'm saying, my phone was kind of cutting in and out, but today, you know what I'm saying, Lord willing, we long and strong, you know what I'm saying? That's how I give it to you, baby. Big ups, 805, Heat Waves, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big out there. Spontaneous Radio, she's so sexy. And Iba, she's so sexy, man. They kept me up. Well, Iba kept me up on on her show last night. She do this old late night show shit. Man, please, you better get two cup of cappuccinos, you know what I'm saying? But actually, I ain't really need none of that. The conversation was so real in the room, you know what I'm saying? And one thing, all y'all that come through people's rooms, man, if you got your own show, do not just come in and post your link up in nobody's chat room. That is very rude and disrespectful. Ask the person, at least come into the room, send a shout out, say what's up. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. I got my own show. Do you mind if I advertise my show? Do you mind if I let your listeners know about my show? Because you got to understand, each and every show, we got our own listeners. We got our own fan base that we're trying to build up and keep our own fan base. So if you keep coming into my show, dumping off all your links and stuff, then what is that going to do for my show? It's going to interrupt my fan base. So please do not do that. I've seen it last night. I know you can't ban people. I'm going to start banning your ass, too, if you ever come into my shit and do it. I'm going to curse you out first because that's how I represent. Don't even matter to me. I'll come to your page, totally disrespect you, and then come back to my page and keep the show moving. Do not do that. It's very rude. Anyways, big ups Iba O, you know what I'm saying, teaching me some new stuff, you know what I'm saying? So cute. Ooh, wee, man. Y'all need to tune in late night. Check her out, you know what I'm saying? That's Ibao, you know what I'm saying? Y'all check her out, you know what I'm saying, late night. She do poetry, poetic thoughts, or poetic lifestyle, something with poetry in it. She, you know what I'm saying? She's all into that. Real powerful. She got some hot lyrics, you know what I'm saying? When you listen, it's going down real big. I got to turn on We Lit, you know what I'm saying, to make sure they check out the show. But they don't even be up there. You ain't going to never catch them up that late, though, you know. But it's all good. Don't forget, March 13th. TJ's up there in Panama City, or the KJ's. TJ's and KJ's, one of the two. When you get up there, just find out what to do. My dog Herc, you know what I'm saying, representing the 813. That's H-E-R-C, Herc, you know what I'm saying, Thug Entertainment. You're going to be up there doing a live show, performing live, you know what I'm saying. Y'all need to go up there if you're looking for somewhere to get out of town and have a good time. It's March 13th. Make sure you go up there. We're going to be up there trying to show our support, you know what I'm saying, and definitely trying to get all these old motherfucking artists the hell out of Tampa. Jazz out of Tampa and go on up to somewhere that is a place that wants you. If Tampa don't want you, make Tampa want you. Get out of Tampa, go elsewhere, and then that's the only way you're going to make yourself shine here in the Sunshine State. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. I'm going to get into one song, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Dead Dollar Records, and I'm going to come back with a couple more shout-outs because it's going down real big. Big up to House of Hits, you know what I'm saying? That's Jay Real Big Amp, man. They doing their thing real big. You know what I'm saying? So going down like this.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
$10 record for friends, but y'all don't want
it. You ready for it? Check this.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, ladies, good evening, and, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. This is Tanner Man and Lowline. On the grind, all the time. We at 112 tonight. We chilling with Rock, we chilling with Rock Boogie Entertainment. And this is another Red Dog Records for nigga.
Man, I fuck with real niggas, no bitch, current snitch, ass duck niggas. See, we don't trust niggas, legalized toast grippers. But we keep some sky metal to those in the bushes. Nah, we never cushions, we roll it up like quilts. So fat, when you bosses, you can taste the pills. And if I'm lying, dawg, you see me flying, dawg. All my niggas roll shovel like a grease car. Back to back to the bars, we the stars, they pop a rocket. Cruising in the dump, on some foes, them hoes be jocking. Show them how you doing. Show 'em how you doing. If you're living good, big screen like the movies.
They call me Lil' Line on the ground all the time. I ain't lying, I'm on the ground right now. Strap with my fucking nine, trying to hit a lick. Then you motherfucking die. Got a real ass quick. That's down for mine. Nothing but dead dollars. Holla at me. No, I represent nothing but a fucking shabby. Rock a priest classic. Niggas talking shit. Hold on. Release the whole clip on bastard.
Good evening, ladies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tanner Man and Lowline. On the grind. All the time. We at 112 tonight. We chillin' with Rock Boy, Boogie Entertainment. And this is another Red Dog Records for nigga.
Red Dog Records, man, real big right here live. Y'all already know how we do, man. High five your homies, man, because we're doing it real big right here live. And this is Blog Talk Radio. If you didn't know, you are tuning in to the livest show on the internet, man, because it's going down real big. It's online, uncut, uncensored, you know what I'm saying, from 12 to 2, doing it real big, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't help it. I be trying to do the one-hour shows, man, and I just need more time, you know what I'm saying? There's so many artists to get out there. There's just so much to talk about. There's just so much to do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to pay me just to do this here. You know what I'm saying? I need to just get paid. But Lord willing, you know what I'm saying, it'll come when it comes. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, 347-237-5125. Call in live. Voice your opinion. Give me your events. You know what I'm saying? Let me know anything that's going on in your community. Chase, you know what I'm saying? I'll be able to travel. Come, you know what I'm saying, and see what's going down. Y'all already know what's going on in Plant City. So it's going down real big like that, man. Make sure y'all hit the line up. Don't forget, I'm a friend, myspace.com/smellybtr. That's SmellyBTR. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm flat. Yeah, man. BTR, SmellyBTR. It's Blog Talk Radio. Also, if you got any info, artists, DJs, producers, anybody, you know what I'm saying, you need, you're looking for modeling, you know what I'm saying, you're looking for printing, whatever, you know what I'm saying, I got connects on all that, Ink Dot Printing, Street Hustle the Magazine, SFN Visuals, 612 Studios, you know what I'm saying, whatever you need, I guarantee you I can get it done, you know what I'm saying, I'm remastering, I do it myself, come holler at me, you know what I'm saying, you need some performance, you need anything, you need, I hit the number 347-237-5125 and just talk to me, or send me an email, and that's at smellybtr@live.com, smellybtr@live.com. Going down real big, that's how I do it, that's how I do it. Y'all already know when we get some twos it, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna get into one more of these here, you know what I'm saying? Dead Dollar, this is a Dead Dollar hour right here, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday once again to Lure Line, you know what I'm saying, all the time. And that's how we do, man. Let me see, somebody clicking in on my line, but All of y'all have to call in first if y'all don't even want to talk to me, man. I'm going down mid just like that now, you know what I'm saying? Got to get into another cut and then let y'all know how we're going to be live. This is called Lord Don't Take Me Away, Dead Dollar.
Lord, please take me away from all this violence, because I'm hearing this firing on the north side, on the east side, on the south side, on the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, because I'm hearing this firing on the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing on the north side, on the east side, on the south side, on the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing.
Yeah, one time call, I see you calling in 240. Hold on the line.
West side on
welcome to the show, Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine. Every day on the block, every day is hot, every day the fucking cops, we trying to get it, we can't get it, hard out shit though, we sweating in the city, down there 100 degrees, oh Lord please, get me away from all these enemies, all these demons, can't run, I can't see, I'm blinded, everybody telling me, rewind it, I can't, won't stop till I get away, everybody in the hood, you dig, eat and pray, okay, it's about to pass my name, and I say, I do it every day, all day. You get it? It's hard, dog. Everybody in the hood, they need a ghetto award. They letting them shot, them youngsters are killing. And that's on the real, my nigga, come on. Look.
Lord, please take me away from all this violence. Cause I'm hearing this
take
firing.
Me away.
On the north side, on the
on
east side, on the south side.
The boys banging with
kids. Lord, please take me away from all this violence. Cause I'm hearing
that's
this
all
violence.
I get, love.
On the
black,
north
black.
Side, on the west side on the south side.
Here come the ambulance and pulling in the helicopter. Lord, take me away like you're gone until I'm gone. I can't leave the game alone. I can't leave the game alone. I'm too strong. Same song when I see it. Trying to eat, I be it. Holes in the hood, they see I'm Korean. I ain't Korean.
Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause
yeah.
I'm hearing this firing.
It's just a,
on the,
that's all it, that's all it.
It's violence, violence. West side, Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing. On the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side.
On the west side, my nigga die. On the south side, mama cry. On the west side, a nigga die. Same thing, dog. Up, down, side to side, north. Nigga in the hood, they gotta play smart. Get your star, your nigga, play your part. Watch them boys in the dark because they keep for y'all. And them dogs, they bark and they bite. Tell your niggas in the hood, their mind ain't right. Better get geiked, better get kite, better move real fast. For a nigga, grab a ski mask and blast your ass. It's all about cash, dog, and making a dash. And putting your stash to the side like a stash. Look. You know how it is, some serious.
Don't forget, call if you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/DJ Smells So Good. Hit me up in the chat room, I'm live.
Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing. On the north side, on the east side, on the south side, on the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing. On the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing. On the north side, on the east side, on the south side, on the west side. Lord, please take me away from all this violence, cause I'm hearing this firing. On the north side, on the east side, on the west side, on the south side.
Man, don't forget, this is Two Mixed Up Tuesday, man. I got some everything coming. I'm uploading some reggaeton. I got some other people's music. I got some everything coming, man. You know what I'm saying? I might not speak the language, but I can still speak rhythm. Feel me? That's what I got a lot of, man. Cool down right here live. Blog Talk. Hello. Blog Talk Radio, man. I think we had some technical difficulties there. Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? Tuning in. This your boy Smells So Good. I'm finna take this caller real quick. Caller, you on the air. Hello.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's it do? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Who this?
This is D-Lake, man, from D-Lake Radio, man. We in the building. What's good?
All right, D-Late, that's what it do. What area code you represent?
240, man.
All right, 240 out there, you know what I'm saying? You got your own station?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, hit us up with the info, man. Let us know how we can check you out. I support all BTR, you know what I'm saying, radio show hosts. Go down right here, man.
Well, we got a show coming on tonight, man. We've been doing, man, good shows for the past couple of nights, man. But we got a show coming tonight. I only speak on real-life situations. You know what I'm saying? Last night we were talking about drugs and drug addictions and shit like that. And, you know, giving advice to help people out. You know what I mean? But y'all can most definitely check out my show. I'm on every night, 11 p.m. Eastern time. You know what I'm saying? blogtalkradio.com/DLateRadio is where you can find me. You know, the number 347-633-9665. I'm on that every night on time, no later. You know, we're playing good music, underground music at the same time. You know, I want to also throw out an advertisement. I'm currently looking for a co-host for my show, so you can shoot me a message or email about that, and I'll get back to you. We also in the process of doing a Blog Talk Radio American Idol. That's all types of music, rap, country, all of it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some judges, me, one of my boys, actually a record label producer from Atlanta. He's going to be one of the judges, so that's going down. We ain't got a date for that yet. We're going to wait till we got all our judges and contestants in place, but most definitely – hit us up on the show, man. Tonight we're going to be on there, and we're talking about the myths of sex, males and females. Like, we talking about it all, man. It's like everything is, you know what I mean? It's hardcore talk on there, and it's all real talk. You know what I mean? So, you know, hit us up.
What's your number again?
347-633-9665. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about it all, man.
Okay, and spell your show out. You said D-Lake, but I want to make sure everybody...
D as in dog, lake as in the water, you know,
okay.
The body, the lake body or whatever,
okay.
And radio. All put in one, D-Lake Radio.
All right, D-Lake Radio. All right, yeah, make sure
so,
I check that
you know
out.
So, most definitely come check that out, man. It's going to be hot, you know what I'm saying?
You got email or something that somebody can send you some info or anything
Yeah. You can hit me up on dlakemanagement@yahoo.com. You know, y'all can shoot me an email that as well for unsigned and underground artists. Y'all can shoot me some of y'all music. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, you know what I'm saying, tell a little something that happened to you on my show the other night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was actually doing a show the other night, and I was because everybody know that comes to my show that I play unsigned music or whatever. I put them in my rotation and shit like that. Well, I was doing that one night, and a record label stopped by my show, dropped their joint in the box. You know, I hit them up. You know, we've been talking on the phone. And, you know, it's an independent label. They reside in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where they from. You know what I'm saying? So I've been chatting with him. So they real legit. They real legit. You know what I'm saying? And so he comes through, you know what I mean? When I get underground music, I hit him up, he comes through, and he lets them know their chances are with the label, you know, what their chances are with the label getting signed or whatnot. So all underground artists, you know what I'm saying, you know, you might want to, you know, hit me up with your music or whatever. I'll put your music on my page, and we can talk something out about getting you on my rotation or putting you on my station or whatever. But, yo, like, my station is real talk, man. Like, we keep it real. Like, it ain't no bullshit. And I want to say, when I'm talking about real-life situations for those who do call up the station, don't play on my phone lines, man. I don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because my show, most of my topics is real talking. Most of my topics can help people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to tell a couple people about themselves last night. You know what I'm saying? It's about drugs and drug addiction. We had a couple of callers calling about real situations, about them being addicted to drugs or how to handle a situation with their stepfather addicted to drugs. You know what I'm saying? And those type of topics, man, to me is real, you know, real close to my heart because it can help others. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need people calling on my station and playing around. So
right,
once
right.
You call on my station, man, keep it real because I'm going to keep it real with you.
Right. That's real. That's real. Big ups to you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Holding down your show. You know what I'm saying? I really only promote local artists. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do down here from Tampa, 813, you know what I'm saying, representing. You can hit me up, dog, Smelly, SmellyBTR@live.com. I mean, if you want to send me your shows, you know what I'm saying, I repost them on my site. I got a MySpace dedicated just for BTR shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, my favorite shows and all that links, you know what I'm saying, that where they can download your show and do all that good stuff. You send it to me, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do, you know what I'm saying?
You said that Smelly BTR?
Yeah, smellybtr@live.com. And it's the same for MySpace, too. MySpace.com/smellybtr. You can go and check the, you know what I'm saying, become a friend and everything.
Smellybtr@live.com. I got you, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, man, I'm finna get into another cut. Today's my my cousin's birthday, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be calling up in a minute. Thanks for calling in, you know what I'm saying? This D-Lake Radio, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tune in, check them out. Every night, 11 o'clock.
Every night. And Friday, man, for the artists, man, Fridays is freestyle night, man. Freestyle Fridays, though, we having people call out battles. We had mad battles this past weekend, you know what I'm saying? So if you can freestyle and you think you got skills, man, and you willing to go head-to-head with somebody, you most definitely want to call up on Friday nights, man.
Yeah, that's what I do. I have my homeboy DeWitt Ford, you know what I'm saying, R&B sensational singer, man, call in. And he had a chick call from, I forgot where she called, Tallahassee somewhere. I was like, I want to hear one of your songs. I was like, well, I ain't even finna do that. You say you can sing a cappella.
And my dog
ripped the phone, though. My dog, you know what I'm saying? He did it straight Keith Sweat style. He represented, you know what I'm saying? And she enjoyed it. So that's the, that's what I be trying to do. You know what I'm saying? If you can say you got talent, you know what I'm saying? You're liable to be put on the spot at any time. And if you can't show your talent, then that means you have no talent. Don't say you can rap, and I tell you to rap, and you, I got to write it down, or I got to. No. That means you ain't got no talent, brother. You know what I'm saying? Don't put yourself out there if you can't let your light shine right then and there. You say you could do 1,000 push-ups, and I say, well, go ahead, dog. I got $100 on it. You get down there, and you do 4.
Exactly.
You're just fronting on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Right on
yourself. All time,
that's real. But I got another caller, homie. Let me get into this other caller, and I'm going to get back into some more music, man. If you got time, sit back and enjoy it, man. I'm mixed up all day today.
All right, I got you. Thanks for the show, yo.
All right, homie. Caller, 404, you calling in. How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on? It's Eva O.
Stop. I hope you didn't hear me talking earlier about you. You know what I'm saying?
No, what did you say?
Okay, that's good. That's good. You have to listen. You have to rerun the show back to hear what I say.
Oh, you want me to go back to the archives? I can do that.
It's going down. I gotta let my listeners know real quick. This woman here, and she is a woman, y'all. Y'all might see the picture, and she look like a little girl. But this is a woman, very powerful woman. If y'all tune into her show, you got to take some. 2 cups of cappuccino, like I said earlier, to make sure y'all can stay up that late, because a lot of people, you know, can't do the late night. But I actually stayed up for the whole show. I mean, we stayed up almost 5 in the morning.
Yeah, we did.
You know what I'm saying? Almost 5 in the morning, y'all. And I don't mean talking about no silly stuff that be going on in the world. Damn this world, you know what I'm saying? We talked about issues that apply to us, you know what I'm saying, real world people. Mr. Iber, tell us a little bit about your show and give us some info, you know what I'm saying? And thank you for actually calling in. I know it's early for you. Y'all, she probably had 4 hours of sleep, you know what I'm saying? But she did say she was going to call in, bless me with her presence on my show, and I sure enough appreciate that. Go ahead.
I'm love. Basically, my show is music and poetry. If there are any poets that are listening, they can send me their poems at PoeticSoul @yahoo.com. That's PoeticSoul. Poetry, Ethic, Soul, basically. And music, we pretty much just sit back, relax, and enjoy the presence of each other without having to worry about, you know, the things that's going on in the world. Although they're still there when you leave the show, during the show, it pretty much gives you time to sit back and relax. You can also check my website for updates. I feature people, I feature musicians, I feature poets. I also have a section for Eva's Pets, which is someone that I'm really feeling at that moment. So you can check that out at PoeticSoul.com, PoeticSoul.com. And my show is pretty random. You have to save me as a favorite to know when I'm going to be on the air. Or you have to, you know, check the Blog Talk every now and then. And it's the same to get there at blogtalkradio.com/poeticsoul. And that's about it. We had a great time last night. I had an awesome time last night.
Had the band come, people. You made me start my show out with the link info. That was something very important, you know what I'm saying? Because I did. I had gold. Actually, that's how I ended up meeting Golden State at first. Because Golden Squad DJs. Because a dude came into my room, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of be in the chat room, but then I don't, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he came through the chat room, and I had just sent a message like, hey, what's up, everybody? And all I get is, yo, I'm live right now. Come check my show out with the link.
Right. I don't deal with stuff like that. This is how I am. If you're going to come to my show, first of all, you need to acknowledge me. You need to acknowledge my guests. And if I have somebody on the air with me, you need to speak to them or you need to wait until they're done talking. But you will not post links unexpectedly. You can ask my permission. And, of course, I'm going to say yes or no. I'm not always going to say yes. You know what I'm saying? It's all about respect. We have to learn how to respect each other. That's the only way we're going to really change the world like we're trying to do. You know?
When you get some time, just you'll hear my whole announcement on that. And I was like, yeah, you know, that was something I didn't really pay attention to until I seen it happen a few times in your room, because it only happened like once, you know what I'm saying? And I went to his page and I was like,
when he did do it, he apologized and I forgave him, but you know, those are pretty much people who come to my show all the time because, as you can see, I'm quick to ban, and you know, I don't really care about what's going on, especially if you've heard me lay out the rules. You know, it's all about respect. That's all it is. If you're gonna come to my house, you're gonna respect my house. I won't come to your house and jump all around in your furniture and act dumb. So I don't expect you to do it up in my house. So that's pretty much what that is.
Yeah, that's definitely what's up, because I had to go ahead and, you know, I did put a check on that. I was like, man.
It's okay. Don't feel bad. I mean, it'll start happening more and more, you know, often. You get dumb people. I've even had to ban somebody, and they sent me a message. I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was that type of show. I should have asked first. And, you know, now they get to come back. But when you don't, like the guy, Pajan from PSL or whatever his name is, acting dumb, telling those corny jokes, like, dude, we're trying to enjoy our night.
Yeah,
you
jumping in with
bullshit. Yeah. I mean, you declined to come about your business.
Man, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. In light of having Miss Iba on the show, it's Iba, right? Is Iba Iba?
It's Iba.
It's Iba. Okay, the I's pronounced E. All right, Iba. And where does that come from?
It's a Yoruba name, Ibo Oshun Sakesi. Basically means goddess of mystery. It was given to me by a mentor 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. That's definitely what's up. That's what's up. Got some meanings to the names and everything. That's what's up. And you representing 404. Is that Tallahassee? Oh, no, excuse me. That's Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, way up there in ATL. You up there with my homeboy. Big up, Zach. You know what I'm saying? My dog representing up there at, yeah, one of them schools. Nigga been in school since we've been out of high school.
Don't be like that, because I'm going back to school for my fourth time. And I graduated from all of them. Yes. So
talk about
people who make school a profession. You know?
Yeah, see, that was him. He one of them ice cubes. You know what I'm saying? I've been in college 7 years and, you know, ain't graduated yet because just for the fun of it.
You ain't right. It's, I'm
it,
pretty
it ain't
sure
the education. Yeah, it's not the education. The dude's smarter than all our whole crew put together, you know what I'm saying? He got two dual majors that he going for, and architect and some other shit that I would never probably take, you know what I'm saying? So he had to take it gave him a brain fart because there was so much information. So he took a little time off and then, you know what I'm saying, decided to go back, and finish it out.
I think that's one of the smartest things to do because that way, you don't feel the pressure. Most of the time when we're older and we're in school, we're trying to either go to school, work a job, raise a family, you know, and keep up with society. So every now and then, it's time to sit back and relax.
That's true. That's definitely true. I got one song. This is by a nonprofit organization that I'm linked up with. They're called We Lit. It's two females. It's called We Lit, Well-Educated and Literate. You can check them out at we_lit. We lit Inc. We lit_Inc. It's one of the two at yahoo.com. Then they got MySpaces too. But you can check, click on my friends links, and you'll see all the We Lit little icons. But they do spoken word poetry. They do a lot of stuff. Anything that's got to do with the arts. You know what I'm saying? They're nonprofit organization. Educates kids through literacy, meaning through arts, through reading, through anything that we can get involved with. I've done Kids Day, what we call Kids Day. Went out, me and my homeboy, we spent like $500 on just hot dogs, all this kind of treats, the little jumping machines and all that kind of stuff for the kids, just for the kids, you know what I'm saying, in the neighborhood to come out and just enjoy it, you know what I'm saying, just this y'all day, which we are missing in our communities. You know what I'm saying? We need to have Kids Day once a week, you know, to get the kids back involved and just, you know, knowing that it is a community that cares about them. But we got a lot of kids, especially in my community, that just walking around, you know, cursing at each other and just have no direction, have no guidance at all. You know what I'm saying? And it's real sad because it's not just in my community. I can go, I travel a little bit, and you know what I'm saying? You see it pretty much everywhere. When you see a 3- and 4-year-old walking down the street by himself or herself, and like, where the hell are your friends at? Where the hell are your parents at? You know, who watching you?
Yeah.
It gets crazy, and kids get abducted every day.
And
you know, even
wonder why.
Yeah, even black kids. You know, we make that joke, like, you know what I'm saying, black folks, little kids don't get snatched up. Shouldn't mean. They get snatched up just as quick as white folks did. You know what I'm saying? Kids do. You know, a kid is a kid. You know, and the way we can live in a sick world, you know what I'm saying? Man, it gets real sad. But with that being said, I want to get into this song. This is called Inhale the Trees. You know what I'm saying? This is, you got to listen to this song, dude. I got a lot of music by Q. The poet's name is Q. And, She get real deep, though. I got a bunch of stuff. The media, whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to actually do a whole show just, you know what I'm saying, dedicated to poetry, too. So I definitely have to invite you back for that one. And, you know what I'm saying, because all we're going to be doing is either playing a poem, you know what I'm saying, that you done recorded. Like I heard you got a lot of stuff recorded. Or we're just going to be doing it live, you know what I'm saying, call in and just kick it live, you know. Because that's how we're supposed to do it. So hold on the line for me if you can. I know you're tired. But thank you. ATL, big up to ATL out there representing. This is Miss Iva. Make sure y'all check our show out, man. It's going down real big. Anytime, I guess you have a friend, like she said, you have to just search it, man, and you can find it. Lord sent me to it, I guess, because I found it. So it was a wonderful show. So with that being said, let's go.
Wonderland. where every farmer is rich. Blueberry bushes with crystals, and blacks are mild. Jack can plant his seed and grow his stalk. Light the pie and
hell the cheese.
Ignite the ceremony
and hell the
a cycle in matrimony.
Roll
in like a wind. Leaves from trees. Trees thinking about the leaves. Through history. Known for his mind altering properties. Offering prophecies that are evident and true. Take these papers. Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Inhale the truth.
Shake these papers.
Inhale the truth.
The author, the oppressed man.
Inhale the truth.
Freedom. Life. Liberty. And the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence. From control off. No more caricatures of peace. Inhale the trees, and only take what is needed. Care for the seasons if they were our children. What the ash forgets, the tree remembers. Inhale the trees, inhale the trees. Inhale the trees, inhale the trees. When I die, inhale the trees. Burn me up, inhale the tree. Get lit. Inhale the tree. 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 And let the tribes of the ancient world inhale pollinate the earth, which has been a beautiful fruit. Inhale the sins of our fathers.
Inhale the tree.
Exhale the culture built on diversity. All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the future. Taking redemption as my bride. Dust formed into ashes. That stimulates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness.
That stimulates the consciousness.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
One that may be burned for its context, or printed as a book, and inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
With your past.
With your past. Yeah, that's Q, you know what I'm saying, representing on. Let me see, Miss Ivy's still on. Miss Ivy, you still on?
I'm here, honey. That was a hot-ass piece. I'm going to have
you like
to
find that? Yeah, I got some more. Well, right now, I'm just uploading some stuff. I've been trying to upload reggaeton and
Facebook, you slacking.
Yeah, and some white folk music. I got some white folk music coming up, too.
Do not call it white folk.
What you call it?
I mean.
They call it black. You listening to that black music.
No.
What
I mean, you can't be a superhero if you running behind what they do.
Okay, then what you call it then?
Just, you have a different type of music to let your listeners explore.
Okay, listeners, I have some new type of music that I would like you to explore.
See how good that is? You're a great learner. That's awesome. I knew I liked something.
Yeah. Because we on BTR, that's why. We're going to have a BTR family reunion one day, like MySpace, Devin, and we all will get together, have a big barbecue, and do one big show.
Wow.
Y'all ain't ready.
Come to barbecue. Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Well, see, they don't eat meat, so that would be hilarious. Because
huh?
they'll be bringing nothing but fish and pasta, they're vegetarians. You know what I'm saying?
I'm vegetarian too.
Oh, you are?
Right. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm trying. I'm really.
Lie. Look, you're about to lie.
I am. Now you can ask them. I'm trying to curve, but you got to understand. I grew up on bologna sandwiches and.
And I mean, what you do, all you have to do is substitute that. You want ground beef, go get you some ground turkey. You want sausage, go get you some turkey sausage.
But that's
want,
that's,
I mean,
that's meat. They don't eat meat, period. I mean, no turkey, no chicken.
I know, but this that's you weaning yourself off.
Oh, okay, okay,
you
to get to
won't
that
even
point.
Eat the yes. I mean, don't try to go, like, hardcore and just be like, you know what, I'm not eating meat today. No, you'll kill yourself trying to do that. You just have to take it, you know, slow and easy. I know you can do it. I believe it.
I got to stop talking to you. I have to stop talking to you. I have to stop talking to you. Let me get into another song. Let me get into this is Van Hunt, everybody. Anything to get your attention in here. Official website, man, and you know, this brother here, this is a brother here. He was in my wrong file, actually. I got stuff separated, put it that way, so I know exactly how to get to my music. You don't want to be playing, you know what I'm saying, reggaeton at the church, you know what I'm saying, especially if it's slowed down like I got it, you know what I'm saying. So I kind of separate all my files and folders, you know what I'm saying. Y'all can check Van Hunt out, you know what I'm saying, that brother at www.vanhunt.com, that's his official website, you know what I'm saying. I really like that song, you know what I'm saying. I got to get into one advertisement. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I do commercials, something like this here.
Are you tired of having your block party shut down?
Well, those days are over. Sundays at Club Underground, big patio-style block party starting at 6 p.m. Then at 8, the club doors open for dollar drinks and two-for-one baller bottles.
Club Underground, also known as The Martini House.
Located 802 East Whiting Street, downtown Tampa. Big outside block party and barbecue. Get ready for the big players' ball coming March 8th.
Club Underground, also known as The Martini House.
802 East Whiting Street, downtown Tampa. A crazy and Feltmore event.
Don't be stupid, don't drink and drive.
And that is backed up by Record and Game Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. That's each and every Sunday, man. That's my new night, you know what I'm saying? I am the CEO of Record and Game Entertainment. I do a lot of events, though, you know what I'm saying? I do a lot of clubs. I really get sick of the damn clubs, which is why y'all be like, why you don't never be in the clubs, man? Because I hate clubs. I get tired of clubs. I'm in the damn clubs too much. I've been to Germany. I'm ex-military, people. Y'all have to get my mind state. My mind state is green, black, and brown with a little tan in it, military-minded. You know what I'm saying? I've been over to Germany, did my year over there, and clubs over there don't close till 8 in the morning. So coming back home and clubs closing at 2, 3 in the morning, man, I'm just putting some clothes on at 2 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to go to the club. So, you know, that's what my mind state is. So, no, I don't do clothes too tough, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I'm trying to stay looking like I'm 18. Ow, you know, but I'm 31. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting up there. And the 30s, I just celebrated February 11th, turned the 30 to 31. And, but, you know, youth is all in the eyes of the beholder, you know what I'm saying? So, I still get ID card and all that other good stuff, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going down real big like that, I still want to say, I want to find out. Let me see what county she is. What part of ATL are you in?
I'm sorry, dear?
What part of ATL are you in?
I'm in Macon. I'm about an hour away from Atlanta. By one of Robbins and all that stuff.
Okay, because I got family up in Statesboro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got family up in Statesboro. I got family in ATL, too, you know what I'm saying? But that's the side of family I owe money to, you know what I'm saying? I don't talk to them that often. You know, I was just playing. But now that's cousins and stuff up there. And I've been to Cobb County, too. We'll never, I ain't going to say never ever, but to my preference, I will never be back to Cobb County. Thank y'all for y'all. Welcome and whack. Man, listen, when I came into Cobb County to go see my homeboy, this is the picture that they painted for me. Welcome to Cobb County. To your left is the police car, lights flashing, car with all four of his doors open plus the trunk. Go another block up. On your right-hand side, there's a police officer flash. This is how I came in for the first three blocks now, mind you. To your right, a car with lights flashing, all four doors in the trunk open. I went up another block to the left. I swear, they was just like left, right, left, right, left, right, left for at least about three or four blocks when you came into the county. To the county.
Yeah,
that's a county, people. That's not even a city. That's a county. That is so crazy, man. I said, what? What is going on? But, you know, thank you, Cobb County. I will not be back. I forgot the acronym. I would spit it out. You know how we got the come on vacation and leave on probation? Yeah, that's our motto down here. And that's and if anybody out there right now cannot say that is true, that you have not had a family member that is probably a permanent member here just because of that. Yeah, that's what happens. You come down here on vacation and, man, there's so many stupid laws down here. And it's just... It's all about capital. It's all about making that fake dollar, you know, down here. I ain't even finna get all into that. I'll do a whole show on that. But I get real deep into that. I needed you to check out somebody, too. I need you to write this down for me. Actually, all the listeners,
hold on,
write this down.
Hold on, I'm in bed, and
I forgot.
I'll just call you later and you can tell me.
There you go. And I can definitely hit you up. All other listeners, you know what I'm saying? I need y'all to look this brother up. You know what I'm saying? Especially our people, you know what I'm saying? As far as just black people, so y'all can identify and get back to y'all true roots. Because y'all been told a couple of stories that y'all might think is true. It is true, but it's all about us, and it's been painted in another picture, and I will leave it just like that. It's just been painted in another picture. And the brother's name is Ashra, Ashra Kwasi, and it's A-S-H-R-A, and his last name is Kwasi, K-W-E-S-I. You can look them all up on YouTube. You got us on official website. Very powerful brother. I mean, he
going to
bring you.
Is he a poet?
No, he's an educator.
Oh, okay.
He's an educator. I mean, this brother spent his last 20, 25 years going back to Egypt and taking his people back to Egypt to show them the truth. I'm going to leave it like that. Because if you're looking for the truth, then you will seek and you shall find. And there you go. But that's that brother there. He's a real good eye opener. And I get into all that kind of stuff. I like to get real, try to read, you know what I'm saying, read stuff that you ain't supposed to be reading, put it that way, or that they tell you you shouldn't read. And that's the kind of stuff I like to get into, you know. Just trying to elevate your mind. That's all I believe in, just elevate your mind. But I'm going to get into another cut. Manny Faces, I believe, I think he's somewhere up in Georgia. I don't know if it's ATL. I know he's somewhere up in Georgia. But this is a Manny Faces remix. This is T-Pain featuring Akon, Bartender. I know you know the song, My Bartender, all that good stuff. This is a remix, Manny Faces remix. Hold on, girl. Got Miss Iba in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just letting y'all know. I got one call on the line. She is the caller. She blessed me with her presence, though. You know what I'm saying? I do appreciate her being online, showing me some support for my show. All the users in the chat room, big ups to you, D-Lake. You know what I'm saying? I see you was off in there, you know what I'm saying? And we got, who is this? Chalganot? Chalganot? I don't even know how you name. C-H-G-C-H Gonat. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Chicken-o-nat, something like that. Sound like Michael Jackson. Chicken-o-nat. Anyways, get into this song, man. This is a Bartender remix.
We gon'
Manny faces. Yeah, one time. That's Manny Faces. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hit my dog up, mannyfaces.com, going down real big. I feel so inspired by one of the callers that is on the line. This is Miss Eba O. I don't know why I keep saying Eba. Eba O. Don't ever read it like you see it. Eba O. Rivers in ATL. Poetic Soul, and that's Poetic. Don't have no poetics, though. Be poetic with it. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. So in light of her being on the phone, I want to go ahead and read a little something. I do not read poetry out loud. I write poetry, but really don't read it out loud. For some reason, she giving me some inspiration to just want to read a poem out loud. So you all are getting an exclusive, you know what I'm saying, that never been done before. You better record this and write it down, take a picture, because I don't give a... You already know that. Ain't Smokey the rest, huh? And the title of this poem, this work here, you know what I'm saying? I wrote this back when, man, you know, all the real racism and Rodney King's and all that, you know, a lot of stuff was popping off back in the day. And again, I am 31, so, you know, some of the stuff I wrote, like, back 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying, 15 years ago when I was, like, in high school. I graduated in 1996. So I've been writing since I was in junior high, which has been since the 80s, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's me. But you check the profile pictures, and I am blessed and unstressed, since I do. This poem is called Black, you know what I'm saying? And Miss Eva, I'm going to click you on after I finish this so you can tell me what you think. I value your opinion. What is black? Is it a color or is it an ID? Could the color black be me, or could it mean that I'm not free? The color black, I'll always be. Black means white. White means black. You are me and I am you. Without this skin, we're all the same. Why do others show me shame? Are we not all playing the same game? Apparently we are not. Because when you see my color, you always seem shocked. In your eyes, I see many fears, but in my eyes, there's only tears. Black is me. The color black I'll always be. A black man with a gift, a talent, a black man that says strong words, is a black man that is a danger to society, a black man whose time has not yet been served. The lifetime of killing and hate, one man alone cannot erase. This parallel happening in this time of day, the struggle, no unity, happens day after day. Brothers get killed one after one, and babies are born dying under the gun. Is it our fault? Yes, but not all. We set ourselves up to take that deep fall, but at the end of the cliff, there always lies a pusher, someone who will waste no time and push you over the ledge, watch you fall a million feet until finally you are dead. If I had a lot of rage, would it make any sense? Would it help propel my body over that 50-foot-tall fence? I don't think so. My mind doesn't think that way. My brothers and sisters, we need to wake up. It's time to stop the play. People don't look at us because of what we stand for. They only look at our color. They think we're foolish and dumb because we kill one another, but we are not. We haven't yet found the long golden road that will clean all of our dirty souls. I hope very soon that we find our souls and treat each other more precious than gold. Treat each other like people, not separate, but equal. Black is me. The color black, I'll always be. Written by yours truly, is going down right here live. You know what I'm saying? Miss ATL, Miss Eva, what you think about that there? What you think about that there? You like that?
I thought that it was a very heartfelt piece. I feel like you didn't just sit down and try to write something that rhymed, But you so you sat down and wrote something that had some sense, basically sharing what you felt about, you know, this whole black-white issue. But I think that
and please understand my upbringing and the fact that I've been in the military is I can tell you I know it's not a black and white issue. You know what I'm saying? Because really there's no such thing as color, and it's just something that they put up just to keep people apart, you know what I'm saying, and keep racism up. But when you go to other countries, you don't see no racism. You know what I'm saying? People don't even know what the word racism is. You know, and I've been where the original Europeans came from, Europe.
I did
3 years in the Army. Did 3 years. Uncle Spam, you know what I'm saying? Only thing he blessed me with was some travel and some knowledge of, you know what I'm saying, some other works of how our government works, you know what I'm saying? Just and I don't even want to get into that. That's a whole nother show.
Yes,
but,
it is. I mean, I served a little time in the Navy, so, yeah, we'll need two shows for that.
Yeah. My homeboy did his thing in the Navy, too, you know what I'm saying? He actually got a chance to go back to Africa. And
yeah.
I was like, wow, man, that. But he ain't do what he was supposed to do. He didn't go see the pyramids and all that real. You know what I'm saying? He got to just get off the boat, see the little outside, and get your ass back on the boat. We gone.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, it was all good. But being that I went to Europe and spent time with their true people, I mean, I've had European women that want to wash my feet, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, and treat me like a god. That, you know, I've never seen that. I have never experienced that treatment until I've gotten out of my country. I had to get out of my country in order to experience that. You know what I'm saying? And you just, even the nicest woman in the country, in this country, has never did that for me. You know what I'm saying? It's never, and even if I've done that for a woman, you know what I'm saying? It hasn't been done in return. You know what I'm saying? And I've got, you know, women I've met in my life, but when I went over there, it's no barriers. You know what I'm saying? It's like no barriers at all. We set up barriers here for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We set up mental barriers, physical barriers, all these kind of barriers. So we either don't talk to people, we don't socialize, we don't do this, we don't do that. A lot of don'ts. We have a lot of don'ts about ourselves. A lot of things that we personally restrict ourselves and don't do. Just because, you know what I'm saying, the country that we live in. But if you go to other places, you will see that there's no barriers. They're you know, they hold hands. And it's not in any kind of, you know what I'm saying, gateway or however you want to call it. It's we open, you know what I'm saying? We have open, what they call open relationships, you know what I'm saying? So you see guys, you know what I'm saying, walking with each other and stuff like that. That's because they're not worrying about what people are thinking about them or what people are saying about them. And only till you come into us, the U.S., is when you start getting all that friction, you get all that hatred and all that, and when we supposed to be the melting pot, you know what I'm saying? But we're a melting pot full of hatred right now, you know what I'm saying? And it has nothing to do with us, not the people. It's just about the upbringing. When people come in here from Iraq, people come in here from Iran, people come in from Mexico, people come in here from all these other countries, the first picture they get of black people is black people ride big rims with dreads and we don't do nothing. That's and we're gonna rob you. You know, that's the picture that they get of us coming into the country. I don't even know what kind of video, you know what I'm saying, welcome to the USA do y'all get that puts black folks out in that light. But they do that. And I can't stand when Iranian dude or anybody from that, you from Africa. Basically, when you break it down, Iran, Iraq, all that Sudan, all that's Africa. So you my brother. You are my sister. You're not my buddy. I cannot stand that. I almost be about to punch store clerks in their face when they come in the store. Hey there, buddy. How are you, buddy? I'm not your buddy. I'm not your homie. I'm not your friend. I am your brother. If you want to call me anything, just say, hey, brother, how you doing? And I will respond to you a lot better than you calling me that old 10-gallon hat like they do on the damn car commercial. Hey, buddy, come on now. No.
Oh, man. Do you need a hug?
Yeah, I do. You know what I'm saying?
I can see you getting a little tense. Do you need a hug?
No, I just need to go into another song.
Maybe we need a song break.
Then go into another song.
fix you a glass of water.
Yeah, let's see what we're going to get into. What you feel like? What you feel like? Feel like something slow, something fast?
Something smooth. You know how I like it. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm calling you daddy. Daddy, can you be my daddy?
Wow. If anybody ever got turned on by just a simple conversation, then you already know what I'm talking about. Big ups to Miss Eve.
Mac Daddy with a hoe up in the backseat, with a 97 pimp flow. Got a feeling when you smoke it, when I flip it to a track speed. Talking about a beautiful figure, astonishing as Greek mythology. Body be just like a girl in love. What's that movie? Never mind, let me enter your atmosphere as you enter my world, and let me touch that booty. I can't believe that your mama that cold. Her daughter got such an astonishing soul. You need a modeling role. Still a player, know you got it when you climb up from the bottom to the top of the pole. Plus you can pop a control. Your fatty's so accurate when I'm stacking it, it's making me say what I gotta do to get with that. When it come to making it rain, I can get it wet. When it come to cutting the monkey, I can get it wet. You want some media, baby, you need a better man. He cover politics, I'ma be your weatherman. Cause every time I'm looking up and I see more ass, I'ma constantly see rain in the forecast. This away, that away, I'm picking 5,000 ones or whatever you wanna call it. It's a celebration, you the champion, here's the Betty confetti. Come on and get drunk with the money, homie. Everybody that proceed with a hatred, I'ma teach him a lesson. I take shots of adrenaline, cause that's the way I receive immunization against the recession. I got the muscle off of my hustle and flow money. I'm entrepreneur with ways to get more money. So don't be tripping whenever you see me throw money. It's just a little bit of show money. But if you want me to get it wet another way, then I'ma have to beat it up. Of course, I'ma play with your girl. Touch your ears and your neck and play with your pearls. Then I'll reach up in your pants and play with your pearls. When I lay it down, you ain't gotta be fronting and faking on me, baby, cause I know it takes the right touch. I ain't stopping till you wet up the covers because I gotta keep on fucking till I see a lot of white. Now you got me excited, I can't hold it. I'm feeling it coming, about to let off an explosion. Let it ride when I see you animating and shaking. Like when I touch your body, you catch a convulsion. That's when I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to. You chose me, I chose you. Don't think I can get it where I told you. Come on, let the twist rain down on you.
Down in holding down in Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? I'm a baby girl. You're doing it like that, girl, you know what I'm saying? 10 years strong, man. So keep doing what you do, girl. Two, you know what I'm saying? This is what smells so good. Hold us down.
Got a question, Miss Eva. One time got the shout out from the chat room. Little Lola says hello.
Hey, Lola.
If they had a BTR award, she would get the BTR award for most shows to listen to. I mean, she's on everybody's show. She listens as long as it's a good topic. I mean. But I've went to a couple like Golden State, Golden Squad. She was in there, you know what I'm saying? But she represents though. You know what I'm saying? She just
Lola,
don't sit there and
Lola is awesome. You know what? I think Lola be like in 12 shows at a time, but it's okay.
I don't even think
Lola is from here, but either way, Lola is the sweetest person I have ever met on BTR, ever.
Awesome. Yeah, she says she sends love, Eva. She sends love. We in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Talking to her, you know what I'm saying? I'm chatting with her in the chat room and stuff. Let me see where I can find her. Lola, type in where you from. Let me see if we can see exactly where she's from. I thought they said England. Didn't they say she was somebody else from England somewhere?
You know, I don't think so.
Hold on, let me see where she's from. Where you from? Alright, let me try to see if they
what's your you have to add me on my face.
Oh. Okay.
I can get up and do it when I get out of bed.
Oh, in New Zealand, that's where it was. New Zealand.
Yeah,
that was one time, big up New Zealand. My homegirl called from Iraq. I got people still, for some reason, decided to stay in.
Yeah, I still have friends over in Iraq, too.
Yeah, so she hit me up, and, you know, they on that Iraqi telephone line system, so it ain't the best.
Yeah, it's late.
Yeah,
I think it's late a good 13 seconds.
Yeah, it's real delayed, you know what I'm saying? But she still picks up the show, and you know what I'm saying? I had chatted with her in the chat room. So
mm-hmm.
it's just so amazing to me that the internet is there's no limits, you know what I'm saying? It's just none. If we talking to somebody in New Zealand, let me see what time it is though. What time is it?
There. Oh my God, you're a pecker.
Yeah. Oh no, it ain't that. If I got two hands, I believe you me, I'm over 60 words a minute. I can type.
Mm.
It's just I'm doing the old school one handed. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
blame it on the hand.
Yeah. I gotta upgrade and get me a conference phone to do my shows. You know, but right now I'm just kind of doing it off of the handheld and. That's why it's kind of like that. But anyway, I'm going to get one more song. This is my cousin. I got to say happy birthday. Shouts out to Dead Dollars Records on Larry Lyon. The Fools Ain't Called In.
They
partied last night. We I don't even know how I'm up. I mean, we went to one club. They performed. They did two songs, you know what I'm saying? Did their thing, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, they dropped me. Like I said, you heard me doing my big spiel. The club don't close till 8 in the morning. I ain't going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I roll. You know what I'm saying? But they went to another club and, you know.
The after hour.
No, it wasn't even. I mean, we left that club. I put my personal habits out there. I personally, you know what I'm saying, burn something down, not cigarettes or cigars. But then I'm not a big drinker. So what we did was, while we was at the first club, they welcomed that. When we walked in, you know what I'm saying, the host, he already knew what time it was for me, which most clubs do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They know when I come through the door, that's point me to wherever I can do me at, and then that's where I'm going to be at. Because I don't like to get all discombobulated with the drinking stuff, and that's what happens. I'm a gin drinker when I do. So
I do drink, it's Patron, but I don't
drink. Yeah, definitely not Patron. Oh, that's liquid crack. No way.
It is not.
Please.
Silver is off. You're a hater.
Yeah, I hit that Patron one time. Man, I almost tore up my own warehouse, man. That's not for me. Because it's a straight drink. It's not like, you know, gin and juice, you can mix it and water it down to a point where you ain't gonna know it. Patron? You ain't shit.
Why would you even want to mess the Patron up and mix it with something else?
You wouldn't. I'm just saying that's the only way I could drink it. That's straight. I'm not. It's definitely not a shooter. That's a shooter drink. You know what I'm saying? Put line up five shots and you know do
yes,
all that.
Yes.
That oh.
Into the head.
Oh no. I take switches to the head and I'll be fine. But at the club, we were sitting in there burning, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of funny. That's what happened. We're sitting at the club, we burning, whatever. My homeboy, the host, came around. I didn't even know he smoked, you know what I'm saying? He come around, he like, damn, man, y'all got this mother lit up. Everybody else standing around ain't doing nothing. They just, you know what I'm saying, just standing around. So we passing it around in our little circle. And my cousins and stuff, they get up on stage. They do their little songs, you know what I'm saying. We got the camera on them. We passing, you know what I'm saying, we passing the blunt on the stage, off the stage. We doing it like it's a real show, like we at a concert. After this, you know, after they got off stage and did their little performance, we went back. We fired up. Now we on the second one. Okay, now we fired up second blunt. We on the second blunt. We over here puffing good. Okay, white dude walked by. Now the club is ran by all white dudes. They look Italian or something. You know what I'm saying? Mafia, real.
Thank God they're awesome.
Huh?
That was awesome. But anyways, continue.
Yeah, but I don't fuck with no Turks. I don't fuck with no Italians. And what the other people? Oh, them dead. I don't fuck with true Africans because them other will fuck you up. So I don't. And Haitians. You know what I'm saying? Y'all thinking that the United States is, man, please, go to Somalia. Go to these real countries that shit really going down. Heads getting chopped off, legs and all that.
You're getting sidetracked again, baby. Let's start over. So y'all was passing it around.
Yeah, passing around. And so after they got off stage, you know what I'm saying, we sat over there, we over there burning and stuff. Next thing you know, the guy, he asked to hit it. Now, one of them, it's like five of them, he asked to hit it in a way. He was like, damn, man, y'all got that good. That's like a universal, can I please hit your blunt? You know what I'm saying? Anybody, yeah. That's what that is. So I looked at him, I was like, yeah, it sure is. And I kept puffing. You know, I don't know him like that, though. I'm not that, you know, friend with herb is a friend indeed. I ain't that type of person, you know what I'm saying, unless I know you. I don't just pass it to anybody and kick my game like that. So he called an attitude. We seen it, though. He called an attitude, walked away. Next thing you know, we get the other dude coming over talking to us. Hey, man, you guys are going to have to take that outside.
Wow.
I'm like, take what outside? Y'all just seen us on stage burning. You seen us when we came in here burning. Now because your little homeboy can't smoke with us, okay, we'll holler. And we left. Yeah, we left the club. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're going to welcome people into your club, I mean, we drove 45 minutes away to go to this club. You know what I'm saying? This is all out of element, a place where we really don't even hang at, you know, a part of Tampa we don't hang. And, you know, so we was like, well, looking out for a favor, and that's why we even came to the club. And it's not like the club was packed and it had, you know what I'm saying, all kind of people in it. It was just, it was artists. It wasn't even no fans in there, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what is you tripping on? And that's what it was. So, yeah, we ended up leaving there. We probably did about an hour. And big ups to Club Ultra, though, you know what I'm saying? But doing they open mic for all the artists, I do say big ups to that. But y'all just need to let people know, hey, do it in your car, which we did. You know what I'm saying? We did our thing in the car, and when we walked in, we was just chilling. My homeboy came and said, you know, hey, man, y'all can fire it up. He put us into that situation.
Yeah.
The host of the night put us into that situation. You know what I'm saying? And he was in the middle of all of us burning. You know, so, yeah, that kind of. But then after that, so they did get to perform and everything. That was cool. But then after that, that's when they dropped me off and went to the next club. So it was like already like 1 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So they dropped me off, and then they went to another club, and then that's when they was drinking straight Grey Goose, which, I don't even do it like that anyway. I can't do nothing straight. All that straight stuff, I can drink beer straight. Anything else? No, I can't do it. Yeah. And everybody around here, Patron drinkers. You'll love it down here. I mean, that's the number one drink around here is Patron. Yeah,
it should be the number one drink everywhere. Yeah. Patron, it goes down so smooth.
But that's what gets you told up.
Oh, trust, I know.
It's that
I've
smoothness
had
that. No, that double shot, man, is something.
I mean, but I don't drink anything else, so I guess that's why, you know, I can take it. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure anybody else would be walking around, running the walls. I'm not like that, though. Like, when I take my shots of Patron, I can really, literally just sit there and chill, you know, and be cool and calm. Because I don't drink anything else. Like, I won't drink anything else.
Yeah. Hey, you get... people, We going in the club. We finna get fucked up. So they start out with, you know, beer. I done seen this before. Started out with beer or whatever they can get their hands on drinking, whether it be brown liquor or white liquor. That's anybody in the, that's listening to BTR right now, please do not boil a mix. That is what that's called. Do not boil a mix. That means mix a brown liquor with a white liquor and then turn around and mix it with a beer of any kind. If you can do that, you are what I call an iron stomach person. You have an iron stomach, a cast iron stomach, because I guarantee you, I mixed gin and beer one time, and I'll never do it again. Never do it. I'm not even a hen drinker, but it was free at the time, so I mixed the hen, drunk a cup of it, and then, you know what I'm saying, didn't like it, so I switched back over. Wrong thing to do. You know, switched over to the gin. Oh, in a world, you know, stomach totally tore up. Took half a day the next day, you know what I'm saying, to get back right.
Ain't okay?
Yeah, that's just kind of really special occasion. Now, wine? You ever heard of Yago?
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah? You're not a wine drinker, though?
No, not.
Simple. Every once in a while, wine good for you anyway. Alcohol ain't good for you. Wine is good for you. Well, red wine.
I guess with time, I'll get into it. But as of now, I'm just type of I'm a herb person, and I just kind of chill out to that. I don't need anything else. Herbs.
So you don't, but you don't burn.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. That's all. I ain't got to say no more. You ain't got to say no more.
I like to relax. That's all I'm saying. I'm into herbs.
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. I guess that's why we vibing so tough, girl. I guess that's why we vibing so tough. Big up the Kush, you know what I'm saying, and good perp, ATL style. I can't fuck with y'all, though, that shit. Damn near felt like I was on the fucking moon when I was coming back home and shit. Yeah, I told myself. See, the way we do it down here, we do it, you know, big boy style. We put two Dutch masters together, and that's one. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how long, you know, the doo-wop. You know how long that is.
Yeah, I do.
So I call myself, you know, but that's downhill. That's just with our regular good shit, you know what I'm saying? I call myself, you know, getting up there with my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Justice Overall, too. He up there doing his thing. That's the artist up there, Justice Overall. That's who I went to go see, my homeboy. Man, I was like, yeah. He took me to one of his homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, my dog got that Kush, man. He got that Kush. I was like, well, shit, I don't even know what the fuck Kush is. Let me try it.
Oh, boom. Man.
Yeah, so I was like, I heard about it. You know, and Cass down here, oh, man, you come down here. My brother got everything from Incredible Hulk, blueberry, watermelon, purple nano berry, all these, and it ain't nothing but just some good, you know what I'm saying, good herb, that's it. And ain't nothing super-duper hydroponically about it, nothing. Niggas just put names to it, go to the little store and put some fake spray on it, and then like, it's that blue banana berry. Man, please. When I went to ATL, and my homeboy took me, and actually, all the cats I bet was niggas from Tampa that just moved up there. My homeboy blessed me. I mean, he gave me 4 bags of Kush. It was like 4 dimes, you know what I'm saying? 4 dime bags of Kush for $20. He just blessed me. Boom. We went to another location. My homeboy had the perp, you know what I'm saying? He gave me 4 bags of perp for $40. I was like, man, you serious? He's like, man, you know what I'm saying? You straight. Well, my real name is David, so that's what he was like. Yeah, dude, you straight, dog. You know, that's what they remember you from high school. Dave, you know you straight, dog. I was like, yeah, all right, that's what time is. Now, I done spent less than what I would have spent. About the same amount I would have spent for a half down here of just some regular, you know what I'm saying, some all right. Man, I call myself doing a T-Town style and go ahead and show these niggas how to burn, you know what I'm saying, how we do it. Because he had one friend, you know, one of his roommates was actually from Atlanta. I said, yeah, I'm going to show you how we do it 813 style, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I put the two, I can go totally wasted the herb, you know what I'm saying. I rolled up the two big Dutchies, you know what I'm saying, put them together. Took like 2 bags of Kush. And mixed all that in together in one blunt.
Wow.
subsequently, when we all took probably like 3 hits off of it, yeah, that was it. So the party was over. Party was over. I mean, wow. The party was over. It was just over. They had 2 homegirls that came over. It was one of the girls' birthday. She came over. They sat down for about 5 minutes. They was like, damn, that's a big-ass blunt. Let me hit it. Oh, we got to go. We got to go. We too high. Lord. The whole party just spoiled off of the...
Too high. That's interesting.
I don't, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
But dang, that's what she claimed. It was like, we got to go. You know, and plus it puts you in the mood. You know what I'm saying? Some people, it puts them in the mood. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
Different effects, you know what I'm saying, for different people, different strokes for different folks, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But that's how that went down, and it was that perp, man, that perp and that kush. And then I went home, and that took me, I stayed there the whole weekend, so we puffed off of that, then in the whole, like, 2 days straight. I mean, that one blunt, like 2 days straight. So then as I'm going home, you know, I have my little personal, you know what I'm saying? I said, yeah, I'm going to take something home just to show these niggas, you know what I'm saying? This is how you're supposed to be smoking.
Yeah.
I rolled up just some kush. I just rolled up some kush. I said, I can't even handle that perp. I know I can't handle the perp, so I'm just going to do the kush straight up, roll a little swish up, you know what I'm saying? I said, I ain't going to smoke until I hit the Florida line. You know what I'm saying? Until I hit the county, you know the state line. Mind you, because I'm thinking totally opposite. It takes you almost 4 hours to get out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's your longest ride. Your longest ride is when you come to Florida. Your longest ride is when you come to Florida to get anywhere. When you get out, you can get to here. You can get to, you know, Atlanta in a couple of hours. But that's in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Georgia, really, you know, you can get to a couple of places in a couple of hours. It takes you at least 4 hours to get out, just out of Florida by itself.
That is in Texas.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be straight. So by the time, you know, I hit state line, I'm going to fire this thing up, and I'll be straight, you know what I'm saying? No. I fired that thing up as soon as I hit the Florida state line. 3 puffs into it, I swear I was on some 34s. Damn 20s and 24s. I feel like I was on 34s. Like I was sitting on top of the on top of a coach bus,
really?
Riding. And that, I mean, I was like, wow, where the fuck am I at? And it came to a point where I got probably 30 minutes, and I had to pull over. I mean, I was just too high. I was that when you saying too high. It's a body feeling that, man, my body just, it don't want to do shit. It don't want to do nothing. It's the total, everything is shut down. Whole physical, mental, man, I can't fuck with ATL like that. I can't do it. They, you know, that stuff right there, that Cat Williams strong, you know what I'm saying? Where you be talking about niggas, talking about bubonic and just that. Just deaf, nigga. That's.
I can't go deaf, nigga. I got shit.
Yeah, man. Y'all, I got to give ATL their props on having that pine yarn. I ain't been to Cali because I heard, you know what I'm saying, Cali. Yeah. Who the best? Who the best?
Let my dad tell it, and that's just because he's from Pomona. I got cousins and stuff out there that rap or whatever. He said my cousins, they be on it hard out there. And let him tell it. It is California that has.
Yeah, the thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Well, big up to, once again, little Lola. She said it's now 7:35 in the morning in New Zealand. And, she said one I don't know what she was talking about. She said she liked the topics we was talking about. So I told her I have, and she said that the media has a lot to do with the way that, with a lot of propaganda and everything that we go through on our daily lives, which is true. which is why I don't, you know what I'm saying, my mother watches TV. Me, myself, I don't watch TV at all.
I watch this. I'm always in front of the computer. So.
Yeah, that's pretty much me, you know what I'm saying? A geek on the computer, that's me. You can call me that anytime, any day. That's
speaking
where
of
I'll be at.
I have to send you one of my poems.
It's gonna get on the show. Get on the show. And then I have to record one and actually send it to you. And I'm gonna do that very special because I have never recorded any. Just like I never even, you know, recited any of my stuff. I'm a record one and I'm gonna send it to you. You know what I'm saying? Just for you, special.
Well, maybe I'll send you the one that I played last night.
Yeah, man, you break some damn sweat tears, boy. Shit.
Whatever. Do you have a song? What's your next song?
Yeah, because you be getting me all just.
No,
just
you be getting you all. You're doing it to yourself.
Just get violated, whatever. The Media. This is another one. It's called The Media. This is another one from Q of We Lit Inc. Hope you like it. Check it out.
Day isn't coming yet, Mr. Pharmacist. Day isn't coming yet, Mr. Pharmacist. Day isn't coming yet, Mr. Pharmacist.
Media. The media as a whole world.
Every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. With the residue, stop your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict.
The media, the media, the media as a whole world.
And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the residue, scrub your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict.
The media, the media, the media, as the whole world's cook.
So tell me if codeine is yay, Mr. Pharmacist. Or maybe you can tell me the difference between marijuana and penicillin, since they both promote healing. The only thing I can come up with are the tax benefits. And the opportunity to make some white coat rich for his drug. And which white coat did the research? Discovered resin can be used in armored trucks, but hide the findings of the experiment from the public. The media has it all dressed up. And although we're lying, everything is as it looks. A hospital ain't nothing but a dope hole full of pushers. With attendants that come by and shit. Ask you how you're doing. If you got good insurance, they'll give you an open line straight to the unit where you can measure your hits. They can control the dosage.
The media, the media, the media, as a whole world's thing.
I'm so tired of the double standards. When the real conspiracy is, it was done in line with white pockets. Cause if a man next to the man doesn't like it, he'll add it to a shit list. For bad media, task force, and coalitions. Add to say no to your campaigns, where they pass out pens. To symbolize bad, they put bones and top skulls all over the package.
The media, the media, the media, as a whole world think.
Get enough of them to approve. You too can become a user of the doctor's special. But don't worry about the long-term effects. Of the heart, the liver, the kidneys, or the common effects like upset stomach, diarrhea, and vomiting.
The media, the media, the media, as a whole world thinks.
And never forget, crack heals. Despite the fact my uncle Henry has been smoking crack for 20 years. And while I'm at work every day, he's getting high. Because he's concentrated on what he wants to achieve, while the media dictates what we believe.
every day. Say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words and describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. I'm so tired of the double standards. When the real conspiracy is, it was done in line with white folk pockets. Cause if the man next to the man doesn't like it, he'll add it to a shit list for bad media, task force, and coalitions. Add it to say no to drug campaigns, where they pass out pamphlets. To symbolize bad, they build bones with top skulls all over the package. The media, the media, the media, and
well,
the
you know what?
This time I'll smoke that split, because I refuse to be the media bitch.
Woo! Boy, look at him. Yeah, one time, that was for Lil Lola. Lil Lola representing New Zealand, you know what I'm saying? And also for Miss Eva on the phone. Miss Eva, I'm not coming back to you, because I got to get into another song. We got 17 minutes, and then I will be back. Hope y'all enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? That is Q of We Lit Inc. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big, man. Dead Dolls Records, I got one more track, because I told them I'm going to be mixing their music up all day. I'm supposed to be playing country and everything else today, but that'll be next Tuesday, because Miss Eva called, and she got me all on to something I really want to be on anyway, so we probably going to change this to a spoken word Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, instead of the two mixed up Tuesday. So thank you, Miss Eva, for holding on, ATL representing, you know what I'm saying, Lil Lola all the way from New Zealand, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Shouts out to all my friends, man, out there, Mr. Marcus, Street Hustlers Magazines, Keith with Ink Dot Printing, Tanya, who called up representing for my dog DeWitt Ford, you know what I'm saying? A fan of Mr. Ford, Mr. DeWitt. T. Collins, you know what I'm saying? Hold it down. Security Ron, you know what I'm saying? They doing that Beat Rocker Productions, you know what I'm saying? My dog Hurt from Thug Entertainment. And Miss Step, you know what I'm saying? Who represents for Hurt up there in Panama City. He got a show going down. Panama City on March 13th. Anybody interested in going? It's at TJ's. In Panama City, so you can definitely join us. We will be in there representing for our dog. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it real big. And I'm going to get into another track. Don't forget, 347-237-5125 if you'd like to call in and be live on the show. Be a guest, talk to Miss Eva, send some shout-outs to New Zealand or whatever you might want to do. The lines are open for you. And this next track is called Look Back For Me. Look Back For Me. Look Back For Me.
Peace.
gon' get a drop into that ass bounce. And cash is two dubs and drugs is one ounce. I'm best dead chicken for the smallest amount. Bet I pluck me a chicken for the night is out. Cause it's too many freaks to be a drought. So what goes up must come down. But I'm on a Red Bull, I ain't coming down now. Ass up,
face down.
Ass up,
face down.
Ass up,
face down.
Ass,
ass, face down.
$10. Dead Dollar Records, everybody. Dead Dollar Records. Y'all gotta excuse me. I can try to get my mind right real quick. This is BTR Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, / DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, because I do fight the power in the place to be, or a.k.a. fuck the police, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't saying all law enforcement, but it's a lot of y'all, man, that just, y'all just, I don't know, was the one that got beat up in high school and junior high all your life and then decided to go ahead and you was too sissy to go to the Army, Navy, or any military branch, so you decide, oh, let me go ahead and get into the to the police force and cause harassment upon innocent people, because that's all most of y'all do, man. There's a lot of good officers out there, a lot of good sheriffs out there, but the ones of y'all out there, man, that just that got that corruption behind the badge, oh, y'all need to be taken out and done away with, but I'm not going to go there. I got one more poem I want to get into, and then we will have some discussion on the other poems. This is called The Mind of a Poet. Inspiration is given by Miss Eva, representing ATL, Lil Lola, representing New Zealand. And all my listeners out there enjoying this day, man. Thank y'all. It's been 2 hours. Been holding in 2 hours strong. We're about to get into the last couple of minutes, like 12 minutes. So that being said, this is called The Mind of a Poet. I know a lot of poets out there, if you're writing poetry, you understand what I'm saying with this one here. But anybody else, figure it out. It's called The Mind of a Poet. The mind of a poet. Do you know it? Weird, twisted, or maybe deranged, the mind of a poet. Is it something awful and strange? Demented, fragmented, split in many parts. The mind of a poet. Is there an end or a start? The visions of the mind, the exhaling of breath, the wondering of if there is life or death. The mind of a poet. Do you know it? Mind-blowing words, breathtaking rhymes, writing and speaking in time like chimes, the mind of a poet. Feelings when we show it, happy, sad, playful, or mad. Did you know poets came in styles good and bad? The mind of a poet. Do you know it? Little old quick poem, you know what I'm saying? It's something I wrote like umpteen years ago, you know what I'm saying? But still fresh to this day, you know what I'm saying? Still applies to this day, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Bedtime listener. We got a bedtime listener on the phone.
Whatever.
What time for the bedtime listeners out there, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all snuggled up in your bed, feeling all warm and shit, listening to the show. Going down real big. What you think about that, the media? What you think about
First
that?
First of all, I think you got jokes. What did I think about your poem?
Mm-hmm. Laughter is the key to happiness, girl.
Okay. What I think about what's your poem?
No, the media. I ain't worried about mine.
The media. It was interesting.
Okay.
It was a different type of piece of poetry that I've listened to. So
listen
to I was open to listening to new things,
yeah.
And that was definitely that. And that song, Ass Up. For whatever that was just kind of it just kind of blew my mind. So
yeah,
I'm scatterbrained, but that right there, yeah.
But they ain't got nothing on Trina. They ain't got this bitch wrong. Got an asshole big and wanna yeah. Ain't got nothing on the real look back at me. So
well, I mean, but yeah, I don't even listen to Trina. Like I don't listen to rap.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I hear it, it's like, wow, yeah. Did they really just say that? But, I mean, you know, everybody got their own below CeeLo, whatever they like to listen to.
Yeah, you got the, you know, I play another song, but that's called The Pussy Song
okay.
By a chick named. Yeah, I'm just letting you know. I said I could play a song that can get that can top that from a female. That's all I'm saying. From a female point of view, her name is Akira. And she up there in ATL somewhere floating around. You know what I'm saying? She's an artist trying to do her thing. But I'm not going to play that right now. I'm just saying I could, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, what you think about my poem?
I think your poem did describe pretty much every poet. I mean, nobody really knows what goes on inside of our head but other poets. So I think you pretty much did that. People think that they understand us, but they have no idea.
That's real. That's definitely real. I mean, and the only bad part of about my poems is they're not dated. Like I never wrote, you know what I'm saying, the date when I wrote them and stuff like that. So it's like, they could have been, 10 years ago, 15. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Could have been from like when I was just sitting in sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? And writing. When I first got my inspiration for poem was looking at girls and just writing whatever came to my head, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I used to do my poetry. I mean, I'm very visual, you know what I'm saying? I could look at something and write a whole story on it just by looking at it, you know what I'm saying?
Like you did in my show last night. You wrote Middle and Low.
There you go, about your face. You know, I ain't know you picked on that. You picked up on that, but yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. That, there was so many people talking so fast.
No. I keep up.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I was in the chat room working the switchboard. I had about 3 or 4 Yahoo Messenger windows up.
You be doing it. I'm like, hold on. Is she talking? Is she typing?
And typing.
I'm like, hold on, man. Because I see some people, they'll wait, like, be like, hold on. And I'll be, you do
and
more time.
I was on Twitter. Yeah. I'll be all over the place.
Dang. Yeah, you definitely be on. I just got on Twitter, though. I just got on the Twitter.
Really?
Just,
you got to follow me.
Yeah, I just got on it. And that just sounds so funny to me, though. The website.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Follow me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, am I stalking this person? And shit?
Yes,
like,
you are. You are.
And that's really crazy.
And you know what? I'll tell people, I'll be like, if you really just want to stalk me, you know what I'm saying?
Go
get on
Twitter.
Right,
that,
because.
That's real, though.
That's what I think. I have about almost 600 followers now. And I mean, that's not a lot compared to, people like Snoop Dogg and Q-Tip. They have millions. Erykah Badu,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and I'm stalking them. So, it's okay to be, I mean, that's a legit way to stalk. I'm not saying be outside somebody's window, you know what I'm saying, peeping, nothing like that. But
yeah.
I think Twitter was an awesome idea. I've met a lot of artists on there. I've gotten a lot of free, like mixtape download, stuff like that, just by being on Twitter and following somebody. Great applications, good computer information. I don't even have to look up the news no more because I'm following CNN. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that that's on there.
Okay.
Very valuable to us. So it's not that bad. Don't feel bad.
I mean, I just feel bad. I ain't been turned on. With me, I mean, I'm a promoter. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I got my one main artist, that I be spending her music, Janu, And that, that's the only reason why I join everything. Facebook, none of that really, I don't really use it for what people use it for. I'm not really socializing person like that unless it's business.
You don't even have to be social, When I have shows, I post on there a majority of, like, if you see a lot of guests in my room, they're coming from Twitter.
Right, from the Twitter.
So
that's what my homeboy
like
told me.
Important. I mean, if you don't even have to be social. You can just be like, yo, I'm on the air, blah, 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 calling number is this. And people going to push the link to see what it is, first of all. You can put up MySpace, you can put up. That's the best way right now to get on is on Twitter.
Yeah.
Kanan. Kanan is on there, and, like, I'm following him. I get updates on him. You know what I'm saying? It's just people basically putting their business out there to get themselves out. Most of the people, the features that are on my website right now, I met them on Twitter. You know, it's just, it's an easier way, virus-free. I think Twitter was a great invention. They're awesome.
I've been a whole bunch of people that have been tracking me. I'm like, damn, I don't even know who these people is, but hey, that's cool, because the only thing you see on my Twitter page is Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? Call in and check my show out live. That's the only thing I got on the profile. So that's all I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Just put that out there. I got like 3 minutes left into the show. I'm going to jump into this last little cut, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to cut it off short so I can talk to you like last 30 seconds or something like that.
I'll call you after the show, you nut. Play your song.
All right, I would appreciate that. All right. This is called Pearl to the World. It's called Why Do Love Hurt. He's out of Polk County down here, another artist down here, Polk County. I started promoting this song to dude. I ain't talked to him yet. I don't know what the hell, man. I'm trying to break his damn record, and he won't answer the phone. So check him out. It's Pearl to the World. I know you'll like this one.
Okay, and that's when you'll give me the number. Bye-bye.